Raleen, how are you?
I'm good, and you guys?
Okay, thank you. All right, let's talk about what's happening in Israel. You guys have got a government.
No, not yet.
I don't think we have a government, but it looks a little bit more positive than it looked like, say, this morning. So in a few minutes, rumor has it that Benny Gantz and Benjamin Netanyahu will meet at about 5:30, because, you know, it's always all about the Benjamins, and they're going to discuss how to possibly bring together some kind of unity government. And Prime Minister Netanyahu quoted just moments ago saying that he still believes it's a possibility. He says it's still possible. And very interestingly enough, I think they really want to push as hard as possible to try and solve this, because there are also a lot of reports coming out throughout the course of the day that should they meet, there's going to be a shuffling around of portfolios. Two of the portfolios discussed is that the foreign ministry portfolio could possibly go to Yair Lapid, and the defense minister portfolio could possibly go to Gabi Ashkenazi. Gabi Ashkenazi was the RDF Ramatkal chief of staff, just like Benny Gantz was. And another issue, which I think is the big one that they're trying to solve, is that there may be an agreement that should a unity government be agreed upon, Netanyahu would serve as prime minister for 6 months, and then that role will be fulfilled by Benny Gantz. But, you know, this is Israel, and these are Jewish leaders that have to meet, which we know that it's absolutely guaranteed that there will be an argument. So let's see how we go. Let's see if later on tonight we have some positive news.
Ro, I've done a bit of reading about the 6 month story that Netanyahu apparently wants 6 months. Why is the 6 months important? What does he want it for?
I think for a lot of things. I think he would possibly want to move towards any kind of court date or court, trial that he possibly has as seamlessly as possible. I think it's probably the most positive thing for Israel at the moment, coming through all this turmoil, to have this stability until such a time to change over. Yeah. At least that's my take on it.
Okay, interesting perspective. Let's talk about the fact that the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, has apparently sent humanitarian aid to Albania.
Well, once again, the RDF responding with humanitarian aid to an area or part of the world that has been hit by a natural disaster. This time, it is the Balkan state of Albania. They were struck by an earthquake, which has killed 51 people. And this morning, the RDF announced that they've already dispatched an aid mission made up of 10 regular and several other reserve troops. And what they focus on at the moment will be surveying buildings, making sure that they are still stable or structurally sound after the earthquake. The units are from our home front command, outstanding home front command. They keep us ready and organized in times of tension. And it's just extraordinary that our IDF will be participating along with engineers from around Europe who will be there to help the country recover and rebuild.
Raleen, and apparently the Irish foreign minister is visiting Israel. What's he doing there?
Ah, faith and begor. I mean, I even wore a green shirt today, my Dublin, okay, Ireland shirt to, okay, welcome Simon Coveney. He doesn't know it, but you guys certainly do. But the Irish FM is in the country, and he met with Netanyahu and other government representatives earlier today. And a very interesting meeting, very positive meeting. He said that you know, he does believe in a two-state solution. Ireland certainly supports the two-state solution as some kind of agreement. But he did also say that, you know, new thinking perhaps also has to be considered, that the reality on the ground is now very, very different to what it was at the time of the signing of the Oslo Peace Accords, okay, which is quite interesting language coming from Ireland. It's not language that we've heard from other European countries. And he also said that Dublin blocked a bill that would criminalize the import of settlement products into Ireland. They wouldn't allow that to go through. And that's, you know, welcome relief while we have, just a few weeks ago, the mandatory relabeling passed by the European Court of Justice, even though not all countries are in agreement with this bill. But it's nice to know that Ireland, who sometimes, you know, the jury is out whether or not Ireland is a friend of Israel, but in this case, the foreign minister very, very firmly standing and supporting Israel.
I agree. I think it's a very nuanced approach and a very fair approach, and I thought Ireland was just so much more extreme than they are coming across. Or am I perhaps mixing things up with the Republic of Ireland? Are they the ones who are more anti-Israel than Northern Ireland for?
Well, we've certainly had concerns with groups like Sinn Féin, who found solidarity with the PLO and other organizations that, you know, Israel doesn't particularly enjoy. Sinn Féin quite famously laying down their arms to become a political party, not necessarily a military party, or as some would recognize them, as a terror entity. So that's been a concern. They traditionally haven't been very, very pro-Israel, but it's welcome news to have the Irish foreign minister taking such a positive stance for Israel.
The issue of the U.S. Israel Mutual Defense Pact seems to be on the agenda. Why is that?
Well, first of all, it's very interesting because it was announced in the media that Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump, when they had their phone call the other day, discussed some kind of a defense pact. And what's been quite interesting is, you know, the information has come out that Prime Minister Netanyahu's meeting with Benny Gantz is that the Prime Minister denies any agreement taking place on such a defense pact. And Benny Gantz has said that while he tremendously respects the strategic relationship that we enjoy with the United States, he says he cannot support an agreement like this. He says it will support an international, it will certainly limit Israel's actions and the IDF's ability to protect the country from the threats it faces. So, you know, that's Benny Gantz. He did hold the highest position in the army. So, I think he's fairly clued up about these things. But, very interesting to see the PM denies that, such a pact could take place.
What's the good news story for the day?
The good news story for the day is extremely good news story. And that is that scientists at Tel Aviv University's Faculty of Medicine have found a treatment that could possibly destroy pancreatic cancer cells by up to 90% after 2 weeks of daily injections with a small molecule known as PJ34. So this has been successfully tested on mice. Ethically, we could have a whole other discussion about that. But it looks like they've made great strides into finding a cure and certainly defeating pancreatic cancer, which is one of the hardest cancers to beat.
Yeah, and who died of it very recently? Very famous.
Johnny Clegg.
Yeah, amongst others. Olani Gwala as well, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to find a cure for that.
Patrick Swayze.
Before we let you go in 30 seconds, do you believe that a man should pay for a woman on a first date? No, you have to answer. You have to answer.
You have to.
A little bit old-fashioned. If I was dating, and I'm not because, you know, married, and my husband would object.
That's not very modern of him.
I think even if the woman invites you and she offers to pay, gentlemen say no.
Interesting. I expected so much more from Rolene. I cannot
really
tell you.
So much more.
First time I've been disappointed with her in a year. First time.
I can't believe that he said that. Rolene, I wouldn't talk to him.
I'll make it up.
Okay, deal.
Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it today, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thank you so much.